Yeah, no, Dylan Casey with possession right here underneath us on the terrace side. Poor ball, cross putting Tony Brosnan under pressure, but the man to go back and pick it up is Jack Barry. Well done to Jack Barry. Gives it out now to Tony Brosnan. Tony playing well, one man full forward line at the moment, Ambrose. Unusual to see Tony behind his half back line, something we don't like to see. Now pressure on the number 13, Paddy Clifford. They turn it over. Ryan O'Donoghue gets possession now. Will there be danger here for Kerry continuing his run? Is Stephen Cohn? That's going to be a free.
Free for.
Why is Tony Brosnan playing behind our halfback?
Because actually he's after interchange with Darren Mine. They seem to be doing that. Darren's gone into the corner now. But I mean, I keep Darren on the wing anyway. I don't think there'll be no interchanging
that ball
there.
From that free, played up by Dylan Casey to Jack Savage. Little foot pass, looking for the run. The run, of course, off the wing back, and that's Graham O'Sullivan. But that's going to end up a line ball. Minehan is going to take it. Put it into the 14-metre line. Now skip to Clifford. Clifford here trying to sell dummies to Partick O'Hara. Now he puts it out looking for Darren Minehan. And again, of course, these guys have played at underage level, played in Hogan Cups together, played with Kerry Minor, and now they're playing Casino with Kerry. Now Tony Brosnan put the ball inside for Clifford. Gives the return pass to Adrian Spillane. Now chance for Brosnan. Oh, what a goal! Brosnan continued his run. A brilliant score. A brilliant work goal. Clifford was involved. Tony Brosnan was involved at the end of it. 21 minutes gone, Ambrose. Kerry 1-4. Mayo, 3 points, pick it out.
Yeah, and the one word you'd have to say about all that was class number one, but pace. The ball was moved at pace, passing at pace, movement was good. That's what you need to do.
Great, I suppose, reading of the game by Brosnan
and David Clifford. It's great to see that, you know, that relationship building, because they're two very good footballers.
What can the reply from Mayo be here? Partick O'Hara now. Being challenged there by Brosnan. I was given out when he was the other side of the field. I prefer to see him closer to goal. Well, he worked it well on that occasion. Ball with Jordan Flynn now, put into the 45. That's going to be broken. It'll be picked up by a man, a Fergal Boland. Of course, the corner forward playing very deep at the moment. Back with the other corner forwards playing deep. That's Ryan O'Donoghue. Little bit of space over on the far sideline for Mayo to attack. And the wing back is attacking. That's Paddy Durkin. A pick and go as well as far as he's concerned. Playing it wide, looking for Aidan O'Shea. Aidan O'Shea gets a pass inside. Could be danger. O'Donoghue, oh, takes a shot here. Ooh. And I suppose he was off his line, Shane Murphy. That's gone to the right and gone wide. A goal chance gone a begging.
No, yes, absolutely. It was a great build up indeed. That's Aidan O'Shea. We haven't seen much of him in the first half so far, but I think it went to our new man, Aidan Orm, and he missed it. It was Daisy Cotter, and just missed the post. It was a goal chance, absolutely.
And I think Shane Murphy was right to come off, because he was, absolutely, because it was one and one. Yeah, they're getting behind the Mayo players now. Their 16th man now is beginning to rise. Now, a chance here. Ryan O'Donoghue with the strike here. It's high, going towards the post.
Good kick.
One umpire, not the other. It's back to a one-point game, Ambrose. Kerry 1-10, 12 points for Mayo, 62 gone.
You have to say, like, he mightn't have touched much from open play, but you have to say Ryan O'Donoghue's that team, 6 points from frees, and he's kept Mayo in this game, and that's now a one-point game to him. 1-10 to 12 points, we're on for a rip-roaring last 8 minutes.
Absolutely. Shane Murphy with a kick out now, goes to the far side, the stand side. Up will go the big man in the middle. The man that picks it up will go back and collect it. Is in the Hessen, but it's gone soccer style now, lost the possession. Can't blame players for losing possession because of the elements. Playing very deep is Boland, playing that ball up along the now. Mayo on the attack. They get inside the Kerry 45 now. Still with possession. Coming around the corner is their midfielder. Is it Jordan Flynn? That's high. And it's level here in Austin Stack Park at 63 minutes. 1-10 to 12 points.
Yeah.
Well, 13 points now, Ambrose. Sorry.
Yeah, this is the purple patch we were talking about the last 6 or 7 minutes. Mayo have come more into the game.
They have invited
on to them. Of course they have. Yeah. But you must give credit, a bit of credit to Mayo, because they gave up the ante. Well, I see Kerry's warming up me hard. Bonus me hard. Burns is coming on now, I think.
Odd Burns, yeah, so it'll be interesting.
We're in a little bit of bother. First time I've seen us in a little bit of bother. The last time I saw us in this bother was in Newbridge.
Yeah, and...
Now what can our management pull out of the hat for us?
About 35 metres out with this free kick. This could level matters. It's 1-11 for Kerry. Mayo 13 points. Nobody's leaving us in Stack Park here, because it's pulsating stuff here. It's down to a one-point game. Two teams vying for a top-of-the-table status. They were top-of-the-table, joint top, going into this game. Will we have a winner, or will it be a draw? O'Donoghue strikes. It's high. Is it over the bar? Yes, it is, to the delight of the Mayo supporters.
In fairness to him, he's kicked impeccably tonight.
Yeah, he's a serious player. Mayo 14 points, Kerry 1 goal and 11.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points he's kicked from frees tonight, Ryan O'Donoghue. He might have done much from open play, but his frees have been impeccable and they've kept Mayo in the game. And it's now a 1-11 to 14 point game.
Will they get a chance here to Clifford? Clifford, they're swinging him around like Strictly Come Dancing. But a fisted effort inside, a chance here. Is it Stephen O'Brien? This is a free in. And Clifford, great vision, put a ball into Stephen O'Brien.
Exactly, and Stephen O'Brien won his ball. Turned the Mayo defender, forced him into the foul. I think it was it Padraig O'Hara? No, this is a very important free, as you said, with 75 minutes gone. This could be the winning or the losing of the match.
Absolutely. And what a way to finish this game as well. And for the Mayo supporters, it could be a disappointment. For the Kerry supporters, to their delight, to keep that little bit of daylight and to win another game in the Allianz League, which will set it up for Armagh next weekend. And we'll be there to do commentary up in Armagh. Now, it's David Clifford high and over the bar. That'll take Kerry now to 1-12. Mayo 14 points, but I'm sure Mayo will have one last chance to draw this game.
Well, he will give him a chance. You have no doubt in your mind about it. But you'll have to say, Mayo have carried the game to Kerry in the second half.
Absolutely.
To their credit, they've never given up.
Who knows? This could be a dress rehearsal for an All-Ireland final, because there are two teams really growing in form. Now, a high tackle there by Stephen O'Ryan. He gets away with it. The advantage with the Mayo man now. Kerry will get all bodies behind the ball. Driving forward now is Paddy Durkin for Mayo. A big Mayo crowd have come to this game. Will they get something out of it? Back in with Lee Keegan. Lee Keegan now will give possession inside. It's going to rebound off a Mayo man into the hands again of another
great
Mayo man.
Great defending
Kerry
again.
Kerry trying to put a boot in and a hand in. A belt of a shoulder there by Brosnan. Puts a Mayo man down. And what will the referee do here? Well, I think it was fair shoulder, ref.
And it's still a body. Someone wanted to tell Mr. Carley it's a body contact sport.
There's, and we see here Killian Spillane.
Martin, my hard buttons, and they had no share at this all day.
We've seen that. Now, there's going to be a word here with the two players. Aidan O'Shea, two yellow cards there, right at the end of this game. It says 77 minutes gone. Kerry 1-12, Mayo 14 points. A great night of entertainment here in Nossenstack Park. Now Mayo, from the middle of the park, through their midfielders, Matt Ruan. Kerry with everyone behind the ball at the moment. Rob Henley is outside his own 45. Mayo attacking into the Mitchells end here in the second half. It can be only minutes or moments left in this game. The referee, they're roaring at the referee to blow up the whistle, the Kerry crowd. Back with Aidan O'Shea. Aidan O'Shea give that ball to Keegan. Keegan is going for glory. It's high, but it's also wide. And a let off for the Kingdom. And the man that punches the air is Shane Murphy. 1-12 to 14 points. 78 gone, Ambrose.
I think that was their chance. And you nearly bank on Lee Keegan. He hasn't done much in the second half, but the game is all over.
The supporters around in the field. I think the referee has to blow the whistle now. Because I didn't.
And I don't think he's blown it, I think, because he's walking off.
The supporters just.
Well, you're right, 78 minutes gone. 1-12 to Kerry, 14 points.
Well, a 1-point win, and what a dramatic finish, but you have to compliment Mayo coming down here, taking the game to Mayo, showing their character as well, but a nice win for the Kingdom at the same time, Ambrose.
Absolutely, you have to give Mayo credit as well. They take two teams to tango, and given the conditions, the pitch was wet, the night was wet, wind blowing, both sides stepped up, very good football. Certainly, Mayo won't be disappointed with this. They'll be disappointed at the result, maybe, but the performance they certainly will have to take from it. So have Kerry. You'll have to say we've had a good performance there tonight, but a good tough game, and this is what you want, because this is all build up to championship, and we've two more tough games to come.
It looks like we'll meet Mayo again, because I'd say there's a chance they could get to the final as well. Depends what happens with the Armagh game and what have you.
Well, we've two tough games. Armagh knows another good game but that's a learning curve for a lot of them Kerry players, and that's a good game tonight, and longer learning curve, and you'll have to say the same for Mayo. Certainly both these teams will have a stay in the championship.